Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kara. How can I help you today?
Yeah, my name is Abel Mazon, and I did this survey thing on for a website for Walmart, and thinking it was just going to be, you know, fine, you'll get a whatever you require, I mean, whatever you wanted for after doing the survey. But then I see that I was charged $59 for something that I did not want.
Can you provide me with your zip code?
95368.
95368. And your first and last name?
Mazon is last name Mazon. And the first name is Abel, A-B-E-L.
Okay. One moment. Okay. I see that they have an account here listed. To confirm that this is correct, can you verify your mailing address?
4620 Sunstone Court, Salida, California. That's S-A-L-I-D-A 95368.
Yes, sir. I do see that they have you here listed for the sweepstakes contest. Prize results in signing up, completing a survey for the Dyson vacuum.
Right, but why was I charged $59.89? It's showing in my banking statement.
What's taking place is that results in signing up, entering the contest. They do have you as well, paying a subscription fee to the meal planning app that sponsors the items listed into the sweepstakes.
Okay, well, if I have to pay $59.89 for a vacuum cleaner, then I don't want this.
Okay. I do want to inform you before proceeding to having you canceled that what's taking place is that they basically had you here listed for the meal planning app that helps you focus on boosting your energy, cutting you back on sugar.
Nope, I'm out.
Cravings.
I'm out. Excuse me. I'm a
$20 discount option if you wanted to stay before.
Excuse me. Excuse me. I'm a clinical dietitian. I'm a clinical dietitian, so I know about food and diets and all that, meal planning. I know all that. That's what I've done all my life.
Okay. You can hold one moment while I proceed to have this account canceled, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So at this time, I did go ahead and successfully have the subscription discontinued here today.
Okay. And when will my $59.89 be put back into my account?
A 75% credit is able to be issued for the charge.
I don't understand what you just said. What do you mean by that?
A credit of 75% can be issued of the transaction.
So I won't be getting my $59.89 back. I'll just get 75% of the $59.89.
And you'll receive $44.92.
So why aren't I getting back all of my money?
It informs you in the terms before signing up, entering the contest.
I didn't read any terms or whatever. I just did the survey, and then they said if I wanted the vacuum, and I said yes. There was no terms or anything like that to read until I looked it up just right now to find out what exactly was this company by the name of whatever this is called, modernlivingplan.com. I did not see any reading of any terms, any conditions, anything like that. Before I knew it, it just said I have to pay for shipping and handling. So that's when I put in my credit card for my shipping and handling. It didn't say nothing about reading terms and conditions for this plan. So you guys are literally sweeping people off money for something that was not advertised as terms and conditions prior to putting in the credit card.
Okay. Well, we do apologize if the terms went unnoticed to your knowledge. I can provide you
there were
a
not.
Website name where it informs customers in the terms.
Well, yeah, now I'm ready. I read that already. That's how I got your phone number. That's how I read those, but I didn't say prior to everything else, there was nothing there stating that there was going to be a charge of 25% and not getting all my money back. So you're going to send me back $44 and something cents, correct?
Yes, sir.
And how about the vacuum?
You cancel your subscription.
So okay, that's
your
fine.
As well.
So I just lost. What is it? $11 or no, more than that, $15.
So the subscription has been canceled and the credit has been issued, and it'll take 3 to 5 business days.
So I lost $16. So I lost $16.
A 75% credit is being issued.
That's not my question. My question is,
okay.
I lost $16, correct?
Yes, sir.
That is bullshit. That really is bullshit with your company to do this to people who think it's an honest company, and you guys are ripping people off because they don't want the subscription, and then you guys are just sending them back 75% of their money, and you guys are keeping $16 of my money for something that was not advertised, you know, correctly. You know, fine. Just do what you're going to do. Send me back my money. I'll deal with you guys later on, even if I have to call Better Business Bureau. But you guys are ripping people off left and right. I hope you feel good about your job. I really do.
As the information that we have here is valid, you can hold one moment while I see what I can have further situated regarding this transaction, sir.
Okay.
Okay, I was informed that a full credit could go ahead and be issued, and as I stated, it'll take 3 to 5 business days to post into your account. You'll receive confirmation email.
Okay, I'll go ahead and send me the email, and then I'll go ahead and check on my account on Monday.
Okay, sir. Thank you for calling.
All right.
Customer service. You have a great day.
Bye-bye. You too.